Well, Chris, my producer, says we're good, so that means we're back on the air, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. And you know, been doing this a few years now. I love talking to entrepreneurs. I love working with entrepreneurs. I just think it's the way to go, and it's what my life's been about in terms of my professional life. Our next person, I've spent a lot of time outside of the studio this morning talking to about himself and his business. Very exciting guy. It's Murat Alpman, co-founder of Health Quorum. Welcome. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Murat, tell us about Health Quorum.
Well, the healthcare industry is going through a big change. And in the next 2 years, more than 20% of employers are going to basically ditch to bypass the insurance companies. They're going to go to hospitals, they're going to go to nursing homes, they're going to go to doctors directly. They're going to build their network themselves. And obviously that's going to save them.
Without a PPO?
No insurance companies.
Just go without direct. A PPO, and yes. Negotiate private deals?
Yes.
Like a concierge
deal? Yes, like Amazon.
That's not such a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, big companies are already doing it. I mean, Amazon is doing it right now, and Boeing is doing it, and they're saving tons of money.
Because they're going direct, and they got rid of the middleman.
Yes.
Just like other industries as they mature.
Yes.
Usually in the garment industry, who've been dealing. Yeah. Oh, that's really interesting.
Yes. And 20% in 2 years, more than 20%. All the employers are going to go direct.
Well, if you're talking about corporations like Amazon and Apple and Facebook, if it stays around, you're talking about the purchasing power that would be able, you know, and then you get rid of the, I don't want to name any agencies, those middle, the middle person, healthcare firms that are providing services and making it hard to get services.
Yes.
I mean, I've been turned down on a lot of bills that I should not have been turned. I mean, my wife spends almost full time resubmitting invoices for medical expenses.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yes. So basically all that money, you know, all those savings come back to the company and the workers.
So what's your role in this?
So what, you know, we come, so the problem is, so if you're an employer, right?
Yeah.
And how would you build your network? How would you select the hospital or nursing home or most importantly doctors, network of
so
doctors.
You help them to evaluate which is the best service.
Yes. I mean, so
you're sort of a consultant to the process of putting together the healthcare portfolio for your company.
Yes, but it's on demand. So Health Quorum benchmarks hospitals, nursing homes, 3.6 million providers in the United States. Based on clinical and patient experience data. And we basically, and all that data is public from the government and also, you know, state sources. So it's all on demand. So we don't need to send like expensive consultants, clinicians to the hospitals, collect that data and charge them lots of money and then, you know, and would take them maybe a couple months. No, it's on demand. We already have the data, and we analyze them. We have a very, very, very big, very efficient analytical platform.
Now, I understand there could be a great debate. I see this as a socioeconomic debate. A great debate about how this helps competition or hurts competition. Because some people would say this will make our healthcare providers more efficient.
Yes.
To competition.
Yes.
Some would say it'll put our healthcare providers out of business.
Well, they have
And just one more thing.
Sure.
But it would undermine any concept of a long-term national healthcare program.
Not really. I mean, you know...
If you're going private and you have, let's say, 30% of all workers in the country opting out for big corporation insurance, it's going to make it tough for a national healthcare program.
Yes, but they might turn
into... I'm not saying that's bad or good.
Yes. But they might turn into a single payer, too. I mean, so the goal is, right? I mean, one step is you're getting rid of the insurance companies.
So since the majority of people in America, I hope you don't mind me asking you these questions.
Of course.
Since the majority of people in America work for small business, I love entrepreneurship.
Yes.
Let's say the vast majority, they don't work for big corporations.
Yes.
Are there going to become, let's say, firms that do, let's say, co-op buying for multiple corporations?
Yes, they get together.
Yeah.
All, you know, the employers get together.
Yeah.
And they basically hire an agency to create contracts for them. And then they basically select their network and they do a contract and that's it.
Has this been done in any other countries yet?
Yes, in Europe. I mean, in Germany that has been done. In France, that has been done.
All right, in France.
But, yes, but don't forget. I mean, those companies have. Those countries have single payer.
I know they have national health care.
Yes.
But their national health care system works in the hierarchy of national health care systems.
Yes.
Their systems are actually working better than some of the other ones.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
I mean, or Medicare is working really nice too.
Right.
Medicare, Medicaid. I mean, it's very efficient.
So how did you get into this?
I mean, it was like, you know, healthcare is, you know, I was in telecom for a while. You know, I had a startup there. And but healthcare is really fascinating. It's the you know, biggest market in the United States, right? I mean, almost 16% over GDP. And the question is always, how do you make healthcare more efficient? And, you know, so far, like we've been looking at, you know, the technologies or the solution is, well, look at the claims and then see, you know, maybe you don't need to, you know, maybe this is like doubled or kind of, you know, well, this claim you don't have to pay, you know, so it kind of audits, right? So that's what where the savings come from. You know, you hire companies, consultants that, you know, who audit the claims. But, you know, how about the efficiency of the doctors? How do you audit that? Or, I mean, so you're paying for a claim, for a procedure. How do you know that procedure was needed? So we also have this patent pending technology that looks at the claims and basically flags all the potential low care value procedures, meaning procedures that were not needed.
Now you have a business partner.
Yes, I have a business partner, yes.
What's his background?
Well, his background is sales, and he's a little younger than me, so he's bringing the, you know, average of age.
So he's a teenager.
No, he's in his late 20s. Keith Summers, really great guy.
Yeah.
And he has a sales background, and he's basically leading the sales operations. I mean, we have four pilots right now in the Boston area hospitals who are running, you know, who are using Health Quorum. And we're getting like good feedback from them, and so the next aim is really to get revenue.
Wow!
And we're seeing lots of interest. I mean, that's, you know, also from the hospital.
I'm interested.
Right? Yes, and also.
And I have you know, in earlier in my life, I worked for one of the world's largest healthcare corporations.
Yes.
I find it very intriguing. Plus, I grew up in a national healthcare program, and now I'm not in a national healthcare program. I've seen the benefits and weaknesses of both.
Yes.
Well, living in Boston, you see the benefits.
Yes.
You know, some good hospitals here.
Yes. Yes. But how do you benchmark them? How do you kind of, you know, you have to gather lots of clinical data.
You know, that's an important thing, the benchmarking, because, I don't want to, you know, everybody you talk to says, I have the best doctor.
Yes.
But people don't know what the best doctor is.
No. And what we do is we grade the doctors. We give them a score. And it's not only for employers that are going direct contracting. It's also for hospitals and insurance companies. So if you're a hospital, how do you hire a doctor? How do you know that this doctor is good? How do you make sure
that... Because a lot of doctors, just like every other profession, are sloppy.
Yes. Yes. And you have to... Because the data is available. The state data, the Medicare data is there. And what we do is we all put it together and analyze them and basically give them a big picture. Look, this is the picture of this doctor. Well, in compared to other doctors, here's what, you know, this is how he compares.
I won't say which cancer. When I had cancer and I had cancer surgery.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's all right.
Great.
I'm here. Great, but I'm here and I'm healthy today. And I was lucky. I called a chief of pathology, a friend of mine. And I would say the pathologists see their batting averages. He knows exactly who's the successful surgeon, who's not the successful for a surgeon.
Yes.
And he pointed me at the surgeons with the best track record.
Yes. Yes.
And that's the way I went. I didn't go for personality, and I didn't go for the ones my friends told me that they liked.
Yeah.
I went for the one with the statistical side on their side, because I wanted statistics on my side.
Yes, but for us, right? I mean, the success of the doctor is important, but also the price. So when we go and...
I never cared about that. It was my life.
yes. But when we kind of choose them, right?
Yeah.
And we also look at their price. Okay, well, this guy has similar success. He's doing similar procedures, but he's charging way more than this other guy.
If they're outside of the medical system. Mine was on healthcare at that time. Yes. Right, you're right.
Or prescriptions.
Right.
I mean, he's charging, his prescriptions are high. So if you're an insurance company...
So you can even control the cost of that.
Yes, yes. Well, if you're an insurance company, you know, you don't want to hire doctors that are prescribing expensive medicine that are not necessary.
Will you come back again and talk to us more about the healthcare system?
Sure.
Will you be like
a
healthcare expert and talk to us about it?
Yes.
I wouldn't even mind if you traveled with us and talked to us about healthcare systems around the world.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, I think you'd really be, just a great topic. And for me, I mean, I feel like I'm not even interviewing you. I just want to know for myself.
Sure.
I personally find healthcare to be a great subject.
It's important and also it's expensive.
It is expensive.
Yes.
Yeah, I've spent a lot on healthcare for my family.
We have to bring the prices down.
Well, listen, Murat, if someone wants to find you at Health Quorum, how would they do that?
So they can basically go to our website, www.healthquorum.com, and we have a contact form. We have basically our phone number there, but my phone number is 617-637-8812.
Perfect.
They can also contact me directly.
And we're going to see you again.
Yes, I hope so.
Yes, we have a couple of special shows coming up, and we're going to want to invite you to them on the topic.
Yeah, they would be great. They would be great.
Thanks a lot.
Sure.
We look forward to seeing you again on Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. I want to thank, it says here, Alex Cooper, who found Murat, because he wrote that. Jeffrey, I found Murat, so say something nice about me. That's what my notes say. how pathetic that was, Alex. And we're going to take a break. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.